Welcome to today's edition of The V Word.
Today, I'm going to talk about forced marriage. The Tahrir Justice Center has defined forced marriage as if it takes place without the full and free consent of one or both parties. People of any gender, age, nationality, or background may be threatened with or experienced a forced marriage. How is forced marriage different from arranged marriages? In an arranged marriage, the ultimate choice of whether and when and whom to marry remains with the individual, regardless of any matchmaking role played by family members. In a forced marriage, one or both parties feel powerless to make decisions due to pressure, threats, coercion, or abuse. Is forced marriage a human rights violation? Yes. It's a violation of human rights. The Universal Declaration of Human Rights states that marriage shall be entered into only with the free and full consent of the intending spouses. Forced marriage situations often involve additional human rights violations, such as deprivation of education, rape, forced labor, domestic violence, which can result in severe and long-term harm, including deteriorating medical and mental health. You may be asking, well, is forced marriage a problem in the United States? Yes. It's a serious problem, impacting not only immigrant families, but also multi-generational American families. It's not confined to any religious or cultural group. The Tahrir Justice Center National Survey on Forced Marriage found that from over 500 respondents in the United States encountered as many 3,000 known or suspected cases of forced marriage from 2009 to 2011. The survey gathered data from service providers, advocates, educators, law enforcement, and other professionals from 47 states. What's happening now in Virginia? Delegate Jennifer McClellan and Senator Jill Vogel are working together as co-patrons of a bill to end forced marriage in Virginia. While Virginia already has a criminal law against forced marriage, but victims of family violence rarely want to prosecute their loved ones, and forced marriage is no different, they are working together in this bill to provide additional defenses against forced marriage that individuals at risk can actually leverage. The bill is working to set the marriage at age 18. Right now, according to Jeannie Smoot from the Tahrir Justice Center, Virginia has one of the most lax regimes in a 50-state patchwork of marriage age of consent laws. It's time to change that. If you want to learn more about forced marriage in the U.S., you can visit preventforcedmarriage.org or contact FMI at tahiri.org. That's FMI at tahiri.org to learn more about forced marriage or share your experiences. If you want to learn more about these bills or get involved in advocacy right here in Virginia, the Virginia Sexual and Domestic Violence Action Alliance is having a legislative advocacy day. The informational session and breakfast is at 7:30 at the John Marshall Ballrooms on January 27th. To find out more how to get involved with bills like these in Virginia, you can contact the Action Alliance at 804-377-0335. Need help? If you've been assaulted or if a loved one has been assaulted or someone you know, you can get help. If you're not sure what to do, you can call the Virginia Family Violence and Sexual Assault Hotline at 1-800-838-8238. A live person will answer your questions and link you to the closest sexual assault or domestic violence shelter in your area and help you get connected to services on your college campus as well. The V Word is recorded in the studios of WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. It can also be heard streamed at WRIR.org. If you'd like more information or hear the transcripts of this show or past shows, you can log on to thevword.org and read our blog. Have a story you want to share? Have a question you want to ask? Email me at thevword.radio@gmail.com or follow us on our Twitter account at Prevent Violence. You can also find our Facebook page, The V Word Radio Show. This show is produced by Carol Olson, Jennifer Gallian.